Hotel Apollo 10. We're in the maneuver attitude and counting down, coming up on 3 minutes to the maneuver. Over.
And this maneuver is a wastewater dump. You didn't get it?
Mark, 1 minute to the maneuver.
Roger, 54 seconds and counting.
Roger, would you count us down the last 5 seconds, please, just to make sure we're accurate there when we started, over.
Roger. Roger, 10, standby, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, flush.
Roger, and we're on the way.
We've got a good ignition, the valves are open, the pressure's good.
Out there. Houston, 1 minute, the maneuver looks good, over.
Roger that.
Steering is straight through. We got a point 0000015G at the moment.
Houston, if Deke's still there, ask him what he thought of that rate of climb this morning after he lit the big afterburner, over.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, Tom. I've never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, neither did I, Deke. All three of us just sat there in amazement, and we just went vertically right out from it. It was really amazing. It's like you really pulled back on the pole after the burner was lit and you up the V-Max.
Yeah, I'd like to take that ride with you someday.
Oh, I sure love to have you.
Boy, that engine really runs. I tell you, that three-quarters of a G were getting, felt like about seven Gs. It's hard to get your head off the off the headrest. I think the really impressive thing about it, though, is the accuracy of which it controls and ends up. Once you get done with a bird, my golly, doesn't look like we got any work to do much now.
Yeah, that was fantastic, that cutoff.
You know, the guidance systems have really performed for us on this whole mission. In fact, even including the Saturn there. Over.
Roger, no question about it.
Deke, I'm trading John one shrimp cocktail for two chicken soup, but you don't have that advantage down there, so you just have to stay with what you got.
Yeah, I'm eating Tom's menu, so I don't have much variety there.
Sorry about that.
Actually, the flavor's pretty good down here, Tom. I don't know how it strikes you up there, but in my opinion, it's probably the gas that's giving you the most problem. Basic food.
Right, Deke. Yeah, the food itself, it tastes real good, and those wetbacks are good, and they've made a real great effort. And the only thing is, I'm sure just the water has filled us up so much, and the lack of total activity in here, we're staying completely filled up, there's no doubt about that, but we're just lagging a little bit behind in the total number of meals consumed, over.
All right, Roger, understand.
10 Houston, we show you at about 12.0% now.
Right, I'm reading about 15 out by, it cut it off at 10.
Okay, we show 10 now.
And we're... Say again?
Roger, we show 9.5% now, you're overburning.
Roger, man, you just cut the shut off. We got it. Residuals look like about 0.05% plus.
Houston, Roger out.
And Houston, this is 10. Looks like the ISP might have been a little bit low as far as the total burn time was concerned, over.
Roger, actually in defense of the ECOMs, shortly before the burn, they came up with a revised burn time of about 10 plus 58, so it looks like they were right about in the middle on it.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, ECOM's doing a trench work now, huh?
For a maneuver of this side, yes. Dan Houston, when it's convenient for you, we can take your onboard readouts and crew status report and things of this sort. Over.
Okay, stand by. It'll be a little while yet. We're right in the middle of this meal, over.
Oh, Roger, no rush. We're going to be here for a while yet.
Okay.
ISP is specific impulse. And Apollo 10 dumped about 33 pounds of wastewater in this maneuver.